with your group in the back. Who is the representative, Arjun? Okay, Yaru, you'll speak. Okay, now each group will be making a short and simple presentation of the two or three points that they found most important. We use the term important, which is simple. You can make it from back there. Yeah, very simple.
The first point that we want to mention is that there is a difference or contrast between lecturing and discussion. But in the introduction to this topic is mentioned that in the Vedic system, most of the time is hearing and listening, but also discussion is very important. In the book, there are many examples, and also not only from Prabhupada's with the disciples, but also from Upanishads and so on. So discussion is a bona fide means for learning. And it's mostly advantageous in the sense that allows the student to give more input of their own ideas and test their own understanding, and also allows the teacher to evaluate by hearing the presentations of the group. There is only one disadvantage. It seems to make the learning slower. This is the only disadvantage mentioned, but I think that even if there is a disadvantage like that, by going slower, you are also going deeper. So we can also understand that this disadvantage can be utilized.
Okay. One other point on that is a disadvantage is that one through discussion can't, since discussion is based on specific information, it should be based on specific knowledge. Often people are willing and always quite willing to discuss what they don't know anything about, which is a bad tendency. It should be based on facts, information, and knowledge. Sometimes a fault of discussion is that one doesn't have enough information or knowledge to discuss a point thoroughly, and you can't, and just by discussing, you cannot come up with more information or facts or knowledge. You can infer things, but you cannot come up with more information. You can come up with the fact that you have a lack of information and you need to get more information before the discussion can continue. While a lecture, on the other hand, it takes as a given that one person has more information and he's going to transfer it. Discussion is not like that. So in one sense, we can say it's limited by the information that the participants in the discussion have. So that could be looked at as a negative point, although it really isn't, because it should follow a discussion, follow a lecture also, so that people's thoughts go deeper on it, and also it can lead towards the search for more information.
And about the beginning, there should be some interest in the topic to be discussed that arouses the emotions or the intellectual interest of the participants. And how the Vedic going? When the teacher announces, we said here that the teacher is not dominating anymore, as we have said in the organizing of the group. But in the discussion, the teacher's function doing like this. He selects the topic to be discussed, like in this example today, where the young Prabhu has given us to discuss about discussion. So he is giving the direction, the topic. He also set the limit of time for how long we can discuss. And in this way, we are having focus and also boundaries. These are the points of the future.
And also you have to come out with a specific conclusion in that time. And one other thing that I've decided, in case you haven't noticed, to not just lecture about discussing, but we'll be discussing about discussing. I thought it would be more effective.
And to the most important element to get this discussion going is to wait. You wait, then the discussion begins. And to keep it going, we can use the technique of asking questions. Questions which do not fool the fish. It's very important advice. because the question is to put the student in a ridiculous position, then he may feel embarrassed to participate.
Now, this
question that Duma.
Yeah. No, you, why don't you finish? This is the last one, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to say that good questions are those questions that allow the student some room to be wrong.
Now, the one of the main jobs of the discussion leader in an official discussion is that he has to pay very close attention. He has to generally be neutral, because he, in other words, he can't have his own point to try to be proving. He has to be neutral and hear very, very, very carefully what everyone is saying. And this will come out in the next part of the next lesson on discussion. But it's more or less essential that the discussion leader is neutral. So, it's the same thing when one is chairing a meeting. That if the one who is chairing the meeting has a particular point that he wants to push forward very strongly, generally speaking, he even relinquishes the chairmanship of the meeting for that point, because it interferes with him neutrally listening to what everyone is saying. So the job of the discussion leader is very difficult just because of this fact that he has to listen carefully, carefully to everyone, and he has to lead the discussion by seeing what direction it's going in, by seeing where more information is needed, by pulling further information or deeper information about a topic, or seeing when there is no more information and it's actually at a conclusion by his listening, and then calling for a sum up like that. It's very difficult to lead a discussion. You have to pay such close attention. And listen, yeah. But yes, see, this point I think is a little confusing in the presentation. Simultaneously, we're talking about two different types of discussions. But sometimes it really refers more to one type of discussion, when one person, a teacher, is carrying on a discussion within the class, and everything is being directed towards the teacher. So sometimes it clearly is talking about that type of discussion. But in either case, the discussion leader has, or the other type is when as you were doing just now, when you were discussing a topic and the students were talking all to each other. Most of these principles apply to both, although there are many that only apply, as I think if you're aware of these two different types of discussion, that only apply to this one where the teacher is the center of the discussion, everything comes through him. So it's an accurate point. But most of the points do apply to both types of discussions. When we're talking about waiting, In a discussion, when you have five or six people and you're trying to do something like accomplish something like we're trying to accomplish here, that we have to find the three different most important points, you don't have to start with any great introduction or tension. The materials are right there, so you jump right in. So that point doesn't apply to this discussion, for instance. Okay, your group can be second. Who is the official? Janardan? But speak loudly, because
what really impresses the most are three things as the topic, how the topic should be very important, should have relevance, should have tension, and in discussion, starting the discussion also, choosing a topic is very important, because if there's an old topic already being discussed for so many times, you'll be able to get the interest of the students. So you should be relevant. At the same time, you should be like happening in the present moment, or should be very relevant to the present moment. At the beginning of discussion,
it's very difficult to do that consistently for a teacher.
The beginning of discussion should be very important also, because we would like the students to participate. If the students are not emotionally or they're not very interested in the topic, then how can you be able to discuss something? So mainly teachers should be very expert at this, to be able to somehow other get their attention, so that they'll participate. So that they'll participate in the discussion. Okay, so the initial stage in discussion, which is the beginning, is very important also. Also in monitoring while the discussion is going on, the teacher or the leader of the group must be expert. As Abu was saying, we should be able to know how to monitor the discussion, know its boundaries. And especially if the interests of the students are waning, we should be able to reawaken the interest by asking some questions. And also by calling their names. At the same time, try to inspire them by, even if the students are saying or suggesting something which is not so important, try to inspire them by saying, oh yeah, that's good.
That's out and out lying.
That's not bad. You can say something like that. So that even those who are kind of shy, they will be able to say something also. And finally, the discussion has to have some, most of the time has to end. So before it gets too long, be sure, you know, the teacher has to know also when to stop it, so that there will be no tension to those, especially who have so many things to say. And specifically, before he ends the discussion, he should warn the students that he has to say, okay, in 5 minutes, or in 2 minutes, or one more suggestion, or one more topic needs to be discussed. He has to warn the students that the discussion is to be ended, so to prepare them. And eventually, the teacher will be able to say what is the outcome based on his listening.
Okay, thank you, Janan. Mataji, your group?
There's three things that we found important. Was the teacher,
just loudly, please.
The teacher is removing the center from himself, that although they may take, they'll leave their ordinary position of lecturing, maybe sit within the class or stand in a different part of the classroom, but still remain the teacher in a sense that the example is given of how Krishna took the subordinate position as Arjuna's charioteer, but still he was God and he, you know, made the sun go down. You know. And the teacher's still in control.
Teacher still has to remain in control, very important. Even though he relinquishes temporarily his position of dominance, he still has to retain control.
And then,
as the discussion leader has to retain control of the discussion.
Then he also found that the topic being discussed was important. That unless the students had some knowledge and some interest in the subject matter, no relevant discussion would take place. And then thirdly, the ending of the discussion, we also considered to be very important so that the students wouldn't dread the next week. You coming up with the idea of Mr. Bosley, how they just drag on and on and on forever sometimes, that there's never any real conclusions, and it just, the discussion goes in the same mood. So the discussion leader will be able to control the discussion and end it at the appropriate time so that the students will feel invited, or the discussion will feel invited. not in return.
And that also brings up, very good, thank you. That also brings up a point that there should be some summing up at the end of every discussion so that the participants do feel like something was accomplished, some ideas were distilled out. There should be some summing up, even if it's not completely a conclusion. The sum up may say that, yes, it seems like we have two different ideas over here, and here are the main points of this side, and here are the main points of that side. At least it becomes clear that something definite came out of the discussion. Very important. The other group of Matajis? Yeah. Speak loudly, please.
Main points are that of the discussion.
And that also brings up the point that the discussion leader has to instill through his own respect for the, in listening to others, the point that all the participants should listen to each other. And we'll generally be surprised that we can learn a lot if we just listen and pay attention to what others have to say. And again, these points that everyone is bringing up, they're not only true for the classroom. One of the main reasons why we included a whole section on discussion is that so many of the so many decisions in ISKCON at this time, they really do take place through discussion. And these discussions are very much a real part of ISKCON. And we should learn how to participate in them and learn what are the principles for leading good discussions. On one hand, there has to be a leader. And this makes the biggest difference in a discussion or any kind of a meeting. There has to be the proper kind of leader who directs and controls, but not who controls and directs everything. There's a very, very good, very important and delicate balance. And the key is that he himself has to be a good listener and be very intelligent too. You have to practically be able to perceive which way the direction is going, which way the comments are going, and then you can sum it up and say, okay, seems to me this is a real essential question that has to be asked now. And so many different things like that. It's very difficult to lead good discussions. Very difficult. Yeah, a good way to end that is, okay, we have another few minutes left only, so we'll just call for one or two more comments and then we'll make a summary. So that lets everyone know what's going to happen, and that way they're prepared and it goes quite smoothly. Thank you very much. This is what a typical thing that happens during discussion is that someone will make a comment that takes the discussion completely off the main point, but it's a very interesting comment, and then someone reacts to it and says, well, I don't believe that that's true. It may be very interesting, and but it has nothing to do with what you're discussing. And then it goes, you may not recover. An hour later you may realize that what you've been talking about for the last hour doesn't have anything to do with what the discussion's about. So again, the discussion leader has to know what he's talking about and keep that practically pasted right in front of his eyes, so he can always remember what are we talking about, what is the relevance of what we're talking about now to the actual question that's being discussed. And then, but when someone brings up a point that's not on the discussion point, you have to deal with it very carefully. You have to use one of those, that's a very interesting point, and maybe it's maybe nice that we discuss that later, but in other words, you have to tactfully keep the discussion right on key, going exactly in the direction, discussing just the points that need to be discussed. On topic. Yeah.
So you were saying one of the disadvantages of the discussion, taking discussion to level, say in a temple discussion, a board meeting or something like that, you
say that the discussion would be limited if there was a lecture or something. Do you expect the person who's supervising the discussion to know thoroughly all the various issues being discussed? Is that how?
You mean know the answer in advance?
No, to know all sides at once.
Before?
Yeah.
No.
Because the discussion is supposed to break that out.
Yes.
Limited,
in other words, you can't. You only have a certain amount of ingredients in there, so you can't come up with a conclusion generally that's more than the ingredients you have. But you may come up with the conclusion that you need more information. If it's, in other words, I was just comparing discussion and lecture. In a lecture, you have someone theoretically who has far more knowledge about a particular topic than the other participants, and therefore he is theoretically again transferring that knowledge to by hearing, speaking and hearing. But that's not what's going on in discussion. You know, you have a more egalitarian situation, and and you're really dealing with different people's opinions about a topic, and how well informed they are about the topic is very important. But you're not in an but you're not starting with the premise that one person has more knowledge. Is that clear or not so clear?
I kind of understood that when you made that comment.
Yeah.
It threw me off, so I just
I was bringing it up that there's a drawback.
I don't understand.
Yeah, yes.
But within a discussion group, oftentimes you find that somebody's more educated about a topic.
Sure.
And then they're naturally given more prominence. But how do you then control that situation so that somebody, the other opinions will be heard with equal credibility?
Well, as you said, if the person is more knowledgeable, there won't be equal credibility. But he's giving information, his expertise is information, and in discussion, you're giving different viewpoints about that information, because information is like raw material, like clay, and you can mold it into many different things. And we see that people can agree on certain facts and then interpret the facts completely differently. But then again, someone's particular experience may carry a lot of weight. And that person who has more experience, he should have more. It shouldn't be that his experience should be just thrown out, as if everyone is equal in that sense.
One of the students is very articulate, and she would rephrase what he says and present it to the group.
Yeah, and then you say, "Is this what you mean?" Is that right? Do I understand you properly? And you make sure that it's clear that the information and the good points are coming from the student. You had, Anton? You had a comment or a question? Anyone else? Okay. Yes, no, yes. Know in.
They don't know what they're going to talk about. He's giving them the topic.
Yeah, he knows what they're talking
about.
No, not necessarily. He knows about the topic, but we all have our we may have our individual views on the topic, too. And he doesn't know. In other words, when you're talking about people's opinions and individual views, you can't tell what another person's individual view is. You have to ask him. That's an open-ended question.
But basically,
it depends what type of discussion it is. I mean, we're also not talking about, if we're talking about a teacher in a classroom of third grade 8-year-olds, there's a good chance that the teacher will know the information, everything that's talked about. But when you're dealing with adults, often you're very surprised the unique angles of vision, pleasantly surprised at the realizations of different people. Follow me?
I can
hear
the last
thing. One is often pleasantly surprised when dealing with adults and also with children at the unique realizations that people do have. And one has to be give that type of respect, at least go into a discussion. It helps to go into a discussion with that type of respect and hope. See, because expectations, there's much research done on this subject, that a teacher's expectations of his class affect the performance of the class. But sometimes you want to come to a conclusion. Sometimes you bring something out for a discussion that you want to come to a conclusion. You want the group to decide on what they're going to do, for instance. So you don't know what they're going to decide. You allow them to decide. There may be some. You may give some limitations, huh? So you don't know what's going to be said and what's going to be concluded. Maybe I'm not understanding your point.
It just has to do with the teacher knowing, trying, using the discussion to invoke a certain realization of it, not that he's like this.
But that's not a fact. He doesn't know. In other words, say if you're discussing the Bhagavatam, there are unlimited realizations you can get from a particular philosophical point. So it's not that the teacher is aware of all the realizations. We're individuals. And actually he can, not but, actually. Certainly there are guidelines, but it's not that teachers don't learn from their students at all. It's not like that at all. They can become very enlivened by the fresh realizations of their students, very much so. And a good teacher, by actually being enlivened by the realizations of his students, he enlivens the students to have more realizations by that.
When you say enlivened, do you mean he's actually realizing this, or he's just enlivened by their...
I don't know. To me, it's too subtle, the difference between realizing it. You're hearing Krishna consciousness spoken from one particular soul's own point of view. Everyone has a unique... individual point of view. But it's okay, so. But it's still, it's ever fresh, something like Krishna consciousness. You don't see that. Okay. Can anyone help me with this? Yeah. So I'm throwing it open for discussion.
If you ask somebody, if you ask a group of people like this group, who is Krishna to you? Why is Krishna important to you? Everyone is going to give a different answer. Everyone in the movement is going to give a different answer. Because Krishna has special significance to each individual person. So in that sense, everybody would have their own different realization. And that's special just in itself. And there's no teacher in the world but Krishna is going to know. You know what, there's no prophet. It's all based on the individual loving relationship with Krishna.
That's
special just in itself. And there's no teacher in the world but Krishna is going to know. You know what? There's no prophet. It's all based on the individual loving relationship with Krishna.
Well, Kunda Maharaj, do you have any comments? It passed. Huh? Yes.
The whole idea of having a discussion is to want to know the opinions of the other people.
Not the whole idea, but that's... it's one... It depends what the discussion... Huh?
It's the only spiritual event.
Can be. It could be a practical purpose to come to a practical conclusion too. I mean, I've been in situations in the Gurukula where there was conflict, and I asked the students to work out a solution that will satisfy the teachers. So the students got together and worked out a solution to a particular problem that satisfied the teachers. Now, I didn't know what the the solution was going to be. I never would have thought of what they thought of. It was very responsible and mature, and the teachers accepted it. That was very enlivening. It was enlivening for the teachers, for the students. I never would have thought of it. And that was a practical realization. I'm sure it matured everyone and increased everyone's Krishna consciousness. But one problem I'm having is that I have a feeling we could keep going on and on in this. We won't get to the remainder of the class. So why don't we just leave it for now, and possibly you and I can discuss it later and see if there's actually very much this disagreement, or it's just some conceptual differences or difference in terminology or something. Is this on a new topic or the same topic? Okay, we've just left that same topic. Maybe you, when you talk, you can come too. All three of us can be. Wait. I'd rather not. I'd rather go forward at this point. Otherwise.
Is anybody here? Is anybody this lecture? And suppose you're coming to lecture, and you're here 1 hour. Only you talking. How will everybody listen?
What?
In 1 week, after you only you talking for 1 hour and a half, everybody will not be satisfied. But you are doing groups, you are discussing some topic. It takes release from mind. It's been realization.
Yeah. So you like the idea of discussion for that. It increases the personal realizations on it. Thank you. Okay, there was another group. Yet another group. Yes.
There's so many points you jot it down, so I'll try and find some. Discussion is the best means of solving complex issues or situations. It's an essential social skill.
Let me ask that question. How many of you stay at temples where there is discussion going on about the decision making or management of the temple? Okay. Is anyone doesn't stay? How about your family? Is there this discussion about the decision making and the way that? How many of you stay in temples where there is none? None of that. Okay. Okay. Now we're getting into politics. All right. Is it frustrating? Do you find it somewhat frustrating? You become apathetic. Do you find it frustrating? I won't tell. Don't worry. So that backs up your point. And also, even if there is discussion and on a topic that you're actually concerned with, and you're not consulted, that's also frustrating, and you become apathetic. This is life.
Praise encourages students to contribute to discussion, which is rather essential when you praise someone after he's made a comment. Though he encourages to make further comment later on in the discussion.
Yeah. Positive reinforcement is essential. There's a psychological principle. It's almost over, isn't it? That those things that you want to increase, the behaviors that you want to increase, you encourage through praising. There's different ways to praise someone, or rather even more than praise, because giving attention to those behaviors you want to increase, you give attention to. Attention could be verbal, very good, nice answer, right, interesting. Attention can be nonverbal, just a little look in the eye, or a shake of the head, or sometimes a pat on the shoulder, something like that. And on the other side, and also it can be, there's other nonverbal ones too, giving a note to people. There's all kinds of things one learns in Gurukula about this. But on the other side, those behaviors you wish to decrease, just ignore them. This is the general rule.
Or
or you give them as little attention as possible while either stopping them or something. Often teachers will give attention in the form of chastisement to a student's bad behavior, and that increases the amount of times that bad behavior occurs, because everyone wants some attention. It's part of life. Okay. Out of the other groups, how many other groups were there? Raise your hand if your group didn't go. Okay. Quickly give, maybe you can give points that weren't covered as of yet.
Pretty much the same.
Okay. You want to add anything?
It's a central importance in leading the discussion to begin it by capturing the attention of the students, and that can be done by some or other suggesting or moving to element of conflict, controversy, and conflict. Secondly, importance is to sustain the level of interest that was generated. Questions, introducing questions to the group which are relevant, or other techniques for perpetuating interest.
Keeping the interest high. See, something like that also can be helpful. Just like Madan Rohan's, he was making a point, and then the discussion leader can rephrase it like that. The point was clear, and yet I rephrased it. And that focuses it to some degree. Discussion leaders have to do that quite a lot, summing it up in one or two words, and then naturally things keep moving.
And thirdly, to either by summarizing a variety of possible conclusions or stating a singular conclusion to within a reasonable amount of time during discussion.
Summing up and bringing it to an end. The greatest danger in discussions, or possibly the two, is that most people lose interest if it doesn't directly concern them or interest them. And secondly, that they just drift on and on and on and on and on, and no conclusion is reached. And no one wants to partake in discussions that just go on and on and on and no conclusion is reached. They'll do it one time, two times, and then complete apathy will come. So again, the expertise of the discussion leader is essential. It is not an easy thing. It is not any easier to lead a discussion than giving a lecture. Practically speaking, it's more difficult. It requires more concentrated mental energy. Okay, the other group?
My point, it wasn't really this. Brought up at this point, knowing exactly when to go. Yeah. While the discussion is going on, it's very lively. The students are all interested. They're interjecting their opinions, etc. And then to be able to cut it off while that excitement is still good and high, then it encourages them that yes, this was a very successful discussion. They're still excited about it, and I just can't wait to have another opportunity to discuss. And therefore, they're again looking forward to. Using this as a learning tool. I think that the other points are already discussed there.
Okay. Are there any other points? Yes.
One question more.
Loudly, though, please.
What nobody mentioned yet was that teachers monitor the discussion by looking at students and seeing how they're doing. There was a discussion between wonders. And also, the techniques that can be used.
Yeah. No, I think that would have helped this discussion if I would have listed them actually, and given everyone would have had a sense of that we were coming to some direct conclusions, and if I would have put check marks next to ones that each group came to, that would have probably given some feeling of prominence, and also given the feeling that because the people who went last probably felt a little bit of a disadvantage because their points were covered. So that would have probably helped some. I'll remember that for next time. Thank you on that one.
We
consolidating the same points in terms of analogy of planting a seed. The first gardener picks a good seed, a potent seed. So we saw that as picking a lively topic with some tension and good interest and emotional appeal. And then the planting seed in water, it has to do it sensitively. And then a fruit is harvested. So when one gets fruit, you know, it can become too ripe. So
it can be even rotten.
Right. So he tries to bring it to the right position. And many analogies kind of came to our minds, like certain plants need more water, and for some students needs more attention, some are really back off.
Yeah.
So we the same points, but we better than that.
Nice. Interesting. I have to be careful now when I use words like interesting, though. I've given away all my techniques. What's a better word than that? That's I never actually heard discussion. Always when you give praise, one of the keys is to be as specific as possible. So I never heard discussion compared to that analogy used before. Very, very unique. So I got a lot of laughs. I'm not sure that was very good. Anyway, I liked it. It was good. I'll pick it up and use it. Okay. The test tomorrow, and we'll have one more discussion on discussion with some presentations, and then we may have to take some time. Actually leading some discussions. I expected us to have half the class to do that today, but it didn't work out. Okay, so tomorrow the test, come on time. Thank you.
Any other things? And that's special just in itself. And there's no teacher in the world but Krishna's going to know. You know what, there's no property. It's all based on the individual loving relationship with Krishna.
Mukunda Maharaj, do you have any comments? It pass. Huh? Yes.
The whole idea of having a discussion is to want to know the opinions of the other people.
Not the whole idea, but that's...
Well,
it's one... It depends what the discussion... Huh? Can be. It could be a practical purpose to come to a practical conclusion too. I mean, I've been in situations in the Gurukula where there was conflict, and I asked the students to work out a solution that will satisfy the teachers. So the students got together and worked out a solution to a particular problem that satisfied the teachers. Now I didn't know what the solution was going to be. I never would have thought of what they thought of. It was very responsible and mature, and the teachers accepted it. But that was very enlivening. It was enlivening for the teachers, for the students. I never would have thought of it. And that was a practical realization. I'm sure it matured everyone and increased everyone's Krishna consciousness. But one problem I'm having is that I have a feeling we could keep going on and on in this. We won't get to the remainder of the class. So why don't we let's leave it for now, and possibly you and I can discuss it later and see if there's actually very much this disagreement, or it's just some conceptual differences or a difference in terminology or something. Is this on a new topic or the same topic? Okay, we've just left that same topic. Maybe when you talk, you can come too. All three of us can be. Wait, I'd rather go forward at this point. Otherwise...
Isn't the life is special, and suppose you're coming to lecture and you're giving 1 hour, only you talking about everybody else.
What?
In 1 week, after you only you talking for 1 hour and a half, everybody will not be satisfied. But you are doing groups who are discuss some topic, they take release from mind, that's realization.
Yeah. So you like the idea of discussion for that. It increases the personal realizations on it. Thank you. Okay, there was another group, yet another group. Yes.
discussion is the best means of solving complex issue or situation. It's an essential social skill.
Let me ask that question. How many of you stay at temples where there is discussion going on about the decision-making or management of the temple? Okay. Is anyone doesn't stay? How about your family? Is there this discussion about the decision-making and the way that... How many of you stay in temples where there is none? None of that. Okay. Okay. Now we're getting into politics, all right. Is it frustrating? Do you find it somewhat frustrating? You become apathetic. Do you find it frustrating? I won't tell, don't worry. So that backs up your point. And also, when there, even if there is discussion and on a topic that you're actually concerned with and you're not consulted, that's also frustrating and you become apathetic. This is life.
Praise encourages students to contribute to discussion, which was rather essential when you praise someone after his meal. A comment will encourage to make further comment later on when the discussion is
happening. Yeah. Positive reinforcement is essential. There's a psychological principle. It's almost over, isn't it? That those things that you want to increase, the behaviors that you want to increase, you encourage through praising. There's different ways to praise someone, or rather even more than praise, because giving attention to. Those behaviors you want to increase, you give attention to. Attention could be verbal, very good, nice answer, right, interesting. Attention can be nonverbal, just a little look in the eye, or a shake of the head, or sometimes a pat on the shoulder, something like that. And on the other side, and also it can be, there's other nonverbal ones too, giving a note to people. There's all kinds of things one learns in Gurukula about this. But on the other side, those behaviors you wish to decrease, just don't ignore them. This is the general rule. Or you give them as little attention as possible while either stopping them or something. Often teachers will give attention in the form of chastisement to a student's bad behavior, and that often increases the amount of times that bad behavior occurs, because everyone wants some attention. It's part of life. Okay. Out of the other groups, how many other groups were there? Raise your hand if your group didn't go. Okay, quickly give, maybe you can give points that weren't covered as of yet.
They're pretty much the same.
Okay, you want to add anything?
It's a central importance in getting this session to begin it by capturing the attention of participants, and that can be done by some or other suggesting alluding to element of conflict. Secondly, the importance is to sustain the level of interest that was generated by questions, introducing questions to the group, which are relevant, or other techniques for perpetuating interest.
Keeping the interest high. See, something like that also can be helpful. Just like Madan Mohan's, he was making a point, and then the discussion leader can rephrase it like that. The point was clear, and yet I rephrased it And that that focuses it to some degree. Discussion leaders have to do that quite a lot, summing it up in one or two words, and then naturally things keep moving.
And thirdly, to by summarizing variety of possible conclusions or staying singular to within a reasonable amount of time during discussion.
Summing up and bringing it to an end. The greatest danger in discussions, or possibly the two, is that most people lose interest if it doesn't directly concern them or interest them. And secondly, that they just drift on and on and on and on and on, and no conclusion is reached. And no one wants to partake in discussions that just go on and on and on and no conclusion is reached. So do it one time, two times, and then complete apathy will come. So again, the expertise of the discussion leader is essential. It is not an easy thing. It is not any easier to lead a discussion than giving a lecture. Practically speaking, it's more difficult. It requires more concentrated mental energy. Okay, the other group?
One point that wasn't really brought up at this point, knowing exactly, we just started to mention when to close.
Yeah.
While the discussion is going on, it's very lively, the students are all interested, they're interjecting their opinions, etc. And then to be able to cut it off while that excitement is still good and high, then it encourages them that, yes, this was a very successful discussion. I'm still excited about it, and I just can't wait to have another opportunity to discuss. And therefore, they're, again, looking forward to using this as a learning tool. I think that the other points are already discussed earlier.
Okay. Are there any other points? Yeah.
One question was,
loudly, though, please.
What nobody mentioned yet was that you just monitor the discussion by looking at students and seeing how they're doing. There was a discussion with wonder. And also, different techniques that can be used to help the students, specifically, like a talk for them.
Yeah. No, I think that would have helped this discussion if I would have listed them, actually, and given everyone would have had a sense of that we were coming to some direct conclusions, and if I would have put check marks next to ones that each group came to, that would have probably given some feeling of prominence, and also given the feeling that because the people who went last probably felt a little bit of a disadvantage because their points were covered. So that would have probably helped, so I'll remember that for next time. Thank you on that one.
We saw many of the same points in terms of analogy of planting a seed. The first gardener picks a good seed, a golden seed. So we saw that as picking a lively topic with some tension and good interest and emotional appeal. And then the planting seed enlarges it. It has to do it sensitively, and then a fruit is harvested. So when one gets fruit, you know, it can become too ripe. So
it can be even rotten.
Right. So he tries to bring it to the right position. And many analogies kind of came from mine, like certain plants need more water, and or some student needs more attention, some ability to back off.
Yeah.
So we the same points, but we better than that.
Nice, interesting. I have to be careful now when I use words like interesting, though. I've given away all my techniques. What's a better word than that? That's I never actually heard discussion. Always, when you give praise, one of the keys is to be as specific as possible. So I never heard discussion compared to that analogy used before. They're unique. So I got a lot of laughs. I'm not sure that was very good. Anyway, I liked it. It was good. I'll pick it up and use it. Okay. The test tomorrow. And we'll have one more discussion on discussion with some presentations. And then we may have to take some time actually leading some discussions. I expected us to have half the class to do that today, but it didn't work out. Okay, so tomorrow the test, come on time. Thank you.
Any other questions?